Do you have knee, shoulder, elbow, and other joint pain? Would you like immediate relief without surgery? Let me introduce you to Dr. Michael Farah, who's been serving patients around the world since 1986. At Freedom Medical Center and Trinity Medical Care, you can get platelet-rich plasma injections and other treatments. Dr. Farah is your choice for cosmetic and regenerative medicine. Schedule your consult today at Trinity Medical Care by calling 256-489-3192. That's Trinity Medical Care, located at 8010 South Parkway in Huntsville. Walk-ins are welcome. Is it time for a haircut? Go see my friends Philip Butler and B.H. Parker at Southwind Barbershop, located at 1637 Lee Street in Rogersville, Alabama. Give them a call at 256-247-5658. That's 256-247-5658.
Experience the difference at Athens Bible School. The vision and purpose is to provide each student a quality education in a Christ-centered environment to develop the whole person spiritually, mentally, physically, and socially in safe and supportive surroundings. The solid biblical foundation permeates learning and culture in the classrooms and every extracurricular activity.
It's bow time.
The barbecue sandwich from Bojangles is back. Wait, Bojangles has barbecue?
Yeah, keep going.
Well, okay then. We're talking tender pulled pork with a tangy Carolina vinegar kick. Unforgettably topped with our country coleslaw, all on perfectly toasted buns. So if you're like me and missed it last time, get your hands on a barbecue sandwich combo pronto.
It's bow time.
Hey everybody, this is Daryl Worley, and you're listening to The Mark White Show. Hey, step up and make a difference like he does.
Hey y'all, this is Jeff Foxworthy, and you, yeah, you can make a huge difference in somebody's life. You just may not have figured out how yet, and that's why you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi, this is Maggie Peterson. I played Charlene Darling on The Andy Griffith Show, and you are listening to The Mark White Show.
Hi folks, this is Ricky Skaggs, and you're listening to The Mark White Show.
Hello, I'm Gene Stallings, and this is The Mark White Show. Get off the sideline and get involved and make a difference in your community.
You are listening to The Mark White Show. My daddy is your host, Mark White.
Back in February 2019, I posted about Stephanie Hedrick and her need for a kidney donor. We reached over 300,000 people with that post, and I was really amazed at how quickly it circulated. Unfortunately, Stephanie has yet to receive a kidney donation, and here we are. September 2015 was when she was first diagnosed with chronic kidney disease, and she's still looking for a donor. She'll turn 34 December the 4th. I'd like to welcome Stephanie to The Mark White Show, and we're going to talk about her need for a kidney donor at this time.
It's been rough this year. Like, I don't know what's going on. Like, I've had trouble with my fistula arm, so I've had to have a couple little procedures done on that to check it out, and finally got it back to working right so my dialysis would work right. And I've been sick here lately. I got exposed to the COVID at dialysis, but praise the Lord, when I went and got tested, I did not have it.
Great.
I've been trying to get over an ear infection and an upper respiratory infection, and I've got something going on with my belly, so I have a fabulous 34th birthday present this year. I'll be having a colonoscopy done that day.
I knew your birthday was coming up. You were 32 when I posted, and I thought, she's about to turn 34 now.
That's right. I will be December the 4th, so I get to go have that colonoscopy done, so hopefully we can find out what in the world is going on with my belly. Like, I'm just having an awful time, but 2020's been eventful, so I figured my troubles would just go right along with the fabulousness of 2020. But I still pray every day. I know all good Lord's time and it'll happen. I had to go through all of my stuff again because UT quit taking my insurance. So I had to go through all of the testing and all that mess again with Vanderbilt in Nashville. So I finally got listed actively on their transplant list, and that'll be I'll be due for my annual review in February. So yeah, that's where we are. I've been on the active list at Vanderbilt for almost a year. So I just pray every day, and I know the good Lord's out there looking for me that perfect kidney, and it all happened in his timing, and I try not to get impatient and frustrated. You know, I'm just tired of being tired and not feeling well. And, you know, my kiddos are fixing to turn 10 and 13. And, you know, they want to go and do stuff. And, you know, I'm sure they're so tired of seeing their poor mom laying around, or, you know, I always feel yucky after dialysis, so I come home from dialysis and have to take me a couple of hours long nap, and so it's hard trying to, of course, I'm thankful that we had the option of doing virtual school or in-person school, and so with my immune system being basically non-existent, I'm thankful that my kids get to do the virtual school, because every day the school's calling saying that there's another positive case, either a new staff member's got it or a new, you know, another student's got it. So it's just been a mess, but thankfully we've dodged the ugly coronavirus, so hopefully we can keep dodging it till it gets out of here, you know?
Sure. When I posted back in February 2019, you were at 6% function. What percentage function are you at now?
I'm now down to 4%. And I was hoping, because with the kidney failure, you know, your urination will eventually disappear. You'll stop urinating. And, like, I just can't fathom that fact of not going to the bathroom. And so I've noticed a big change in, I probably only use the restroom maybe 2 times to 3 times in 24 hours. And so it just freaks me out. Like, the thought of not being able to go to the bathroom just weirds me out. And so I can definitely tell a big change just in the 2% loss, you know, in the last almost year, you know. But I am down to 4%. And we just checked it again probably 2 or 3 months ago, and I was down to 4.
I do want to mention that a person does not have to be a match for you. They can actually donate through the exchange program, and you can still receive a kidney, correct?
It does not have to be a B positive. Vanderbilt has that exchange program.
Yes.
So if I were to find someone that got tested and was able to donate, then they would work an exchange. So they would find somebody that would match with that person that wants to donate a kidney for me, and they would find someone that needs a kidney that matches to them, and then find me a match, and then we would just do the exchange. Because I know when I was doing my testing and stuff last year, they were getting ready to do a pair donor exchange, and they were going to fly a kidney from Utah to Nashville and fly the one from Nashville to Utah. And they were supposed to have done that paired exchange transplant in November of last year. So I know with Vanderbilt, with that program, then no, the blood type doesn't matter. So if a person wanted to get tested and they passed all the tests and are healthy enough to donate, then, you know, they would say, hey, I want to donate my kidney for Stephanie Hedrick. So let's do the exchange and see if we can make this happen. So, because that's with UT there in Knoxville, that they didn't offer the donor exchange program there. And Vanderbilt also told me that they have a way of doing if I remember how they told me correctly, because it's been a while now, but they also have this thing where they've been doing some transplants called an A to B exchange. And if you've got a certain antibody, then they have been able to successfully transplant an A blood type to a B blood type, and has had like a 90% success rate.
Interesting.
You have to do like a intensive round of rejection medication and something else for a while But they've done this A to B exchange, and they told me they've had a 90% success rate in the ones that they've done. So that's another option that Vanderbilt has. But now they did tell me last year when I finally got listed that their wait time is 5 to 8 years. They're the sixth leading transplant hospital in the United States. So they have their success rates are just immaculate. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better place. Like, I wish I had got listed with them when this whole first started 5 years ago, instead of spending 3.5 years on UT's list, all for them to turn around and tell me that they don't take my insurance anymore, and I had to start the process all over. But thankfully, my time at UT transferred down to Vandy, and the time that I've had doing dialysis, I had 6 months where I did peritoneal dialysis at home a couple of years ago, and then I've been on hemodialysis for almost 2 years come March. So all that time transfers to Vanderbilt. So I should have like 4.5 years of wait time on the list, but yet they, you know, you don't know exactly where you are on the list, or, you know, who's got, you know, more precedence over you. You know, everybody's case is different. So, you know, yes, I'm young, I'm on dialysis, and I'm healthy other than the kidney failure. So they told me that that bumps me up higher on the list, but yet, you know, you still don't get like, oh, hey, you're number 12 on the list, you know, out of 80,000 people, or you're, you know, they don't actually tell you where you're at. So I just sit here and play the waiting game.
I'm talking to Stephanie Hedrick right now. I posted back in February 2019 about her need of a kidney. She had actually found out that she had chronic kidney disease back in September of 2015. She has two children, Mackenzie and Easton. And yes, some things have changed over the past 5 years. And in the past, well, since I posted, things have changed as well. Where she's going to be receiving her kidney, if she can find a donor, and where you can go to see if you are a potential donor for Stephanie. When we come back, let's talk about how people can contact Vanderbilt, what they need to do to go through the process to be a donor for you. Okay, Stephanie?
All right. Sounds good, Mark. Thank you.
You're welcome. Folks, we're talking to Stephanie Hedrick. She is in Talbot, Tennessee, and we're trying to help her. We are trying to help her find a kidney donor. I posted February 2019, and she still needs a donor. She's about to turn 34 years old on December the 4th. I hope you'll stick with us. You're listening to The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I'm your host, Mark White.
A friendly smile's a tiny price to pay. Let's all do something good today. A little wink, a pat on the back, a big old hug, a little laugh. Can make a difference. All we have to do is try. Yeah, every day's a chance to change somebody else's life. Let's all do something good today.
Thompson Roofing and Construction is a locally owned family business serving the North Alabama and Southern Tennessee area. They are a Better Business Bureau A-plus member since 2011 and a GAF Master Elite Contractor. Give them a call at 256-952-3309 or check them out on the web at 256roofing.com. They offer free inspections.
Thompson Roofing and Construction.
Located in Tuscumbia, Alabama, the Alabama Music Hall of Fame honors Alabama's music achievers. You can even go into the recording studio and try out your talents as a singer. That's the Alabama Music Hall of Fame, located at 617 Highway 72 West in Tuscumbia, Alabama. Open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Give them a call at 256-381-4417. Check them out on the web at almhof.org.
Are you a first responder?
At Husqvarna, we support the uniformed men and women who serve our country and communities. As a way to honor your service, we created the Military and First Responder Appreciation Program. As a first responder, you qualify for a discount on your purchase of Husqvarna powered equipment. Get 10% off select commercial products at participating dealers. Whether you're starting a business or maintaining your property, you can count on Husqvarna. Find out why we're the brand that's trusted by real professionals. Visit Green's Dependable Hardware at 15220 A, Highway 43, Russellville, Alabama. You can also find them on Facebook at Green's Dependable Hardware. Give them a call at 256-331-0123.
It's bow time.
You've probably heard folks say, don't call it a comeback. But at Bojangles, we don't like to beat around the bush. So when the sizzling, savory pork chop griller's back in all its tender, marinated, chili lime glory, and you can snap up two of them for $5, go ahead, call it a comeback. Get two legendary pork chop grillers for just $5, only at Bojangles.
It's bow time.
North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Hey, Mom! I want to go to Early Works.
Yeah, Mom. Bring the kids to Early Works Children's Museum. Early Works has reopened with new safety protocols and an exciting new exhibit. Toys, The Inside Story, is a hands-on experience that lets you find out how toys work. You can see the Star Wars collection, try out the giant Etch-A-Sketch, test your skills on an old-fashioned pinball machine, and play at the Lego River Water Table. It is all at the Early Works Museum in downtown Huntsville. Go to earlyworks.com for tickets and more information.
Hey, y'all, this is T. Graham Brown, and you're listening to my friend Mark White right here on the Mark White Show. Great guy. If you want to make a difference in your life, trust in God and never doubt, for surely He will see you out. Make a difference in somebody's life if you can only see me now.
Welcome back to the Mark White Show. I am your host, Mark White. I have Stephanie Hedrick on the line with me from Talbot, Tennessee. Back in February 2019, I posted about her need to find a kidney donor. She has two children, Mackenzie and Easton. Stephanie's about to turn 34 years old in December the 4th. She'll be 34. We've yet to find a donor for Stephanie. So I wanted to reach back out to Stephanie and talk to her some more, get an update, and find out about getting her a kidney. Stephanie's on the line with me right now. Welcome back to the Mark White Show, Stephanie.
Thank you. Hello.
So you said that the insurance changed. You're now on the list at Vanderbilt as opposed to UT. We need to know how people can connect, how they can find out if they're a potential donor for you, Stephanie.
Okay. Since now that I've got actively listed at Vanderbilt Medical Center in Nashville, Tennessee, they're pretty high tech. So you can actually go online to VanderbiltMedicalCenter.com and you can click on transplant, and you can actually go online and it'll be a questionnaire that you fill out. It'll ask a few questions, your contact information, and there'll be a segment on there where you can list that you want to donate or be tested for Stephanie Hedrick. And then you'll just fill out the form and submit it, and then one of the people from the transplant center will contact you. I think once you pass the first initial submission form, then they'll ask you some questions. Then once you pass that, then they'll set you up wherever you live to do your blood work and start the first couple of tests to start the process. So I have had a couple of people sign up at Vanderbilt, and they are really quick to get back with you. So you can go to VanderbiltMedicalCenter.com, click on transplant, and click on the living donation link, and you'll fill out the form, and then one of them will contact you.
Okay. For people who are listening, Hedrick is spelled H-E-A-D-R-I-C-K, like my grandparents, my grandmother. Interestingly enough, this is the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment, and I have Stephanie Hedrick on the line. Wow. I know that the Hedrick family does go back to that area in my research back into Tennessee, into the eastern part of Tennessee. So there probably is some distant relation there. But anytime I would see a H-E-A-D-R-I-C-K, that was always interesting to me because I felt like they were probably related.
Right. It's amazing how many people don't spell it correctly. They just want to spell H-E-D or call me Hendrix, you know, ask me if I'm related to the Hendrix people. And I was like, no, I wish I was, but no, it's...
Yes, those are more common. H-E-D-R-I-C-K is far more common, and then to confuse it with Hendrix, but H-E-A-D-R-I-C-K, we want to make sure people know how to spell it correctly. And Stephanie is spelled the way that I know Stephanie to be spelled, S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E. And we want people to go now to Vanderbilt and not to UT anymore. I'm going to update the post because I want that same post to continue to circulate. But I'm going to go in and update the post from February 2019 with the information that you gave me from Vanderbilt so that people can now go that direction to see if they're a fit for you.
I sure appreciate it, Mark. You truly are a godsend and a blessing. And I just can't thank you enough for taking time out of your day to share my story. And, you know, I was just in awe of how many people you reached last year and how many people contacted me personally and how many people contacted you and us on that post. I really can't thank you enough. Follow you on Facebook, and you help get so many people's stories out and get so many people the help that they deserve and that they need. And you truly are an angel on earth, sir.
Well, Stephanie, thank you. Well, I'm not giving up on you.
Yes, sir. Well, I appreciate all your help.
And I want to mention Gloria Carden because she's the one who put it on my radar way back when.
Yes. Love her. I miss her dearly. I haven't got to see her in a couple of years. Of course, we've not been down to Alabama. My mother is currently fighting for the fifth time non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. We've got a lot on our hands right now, but I know the good Lord's going to take care of us all. We haven't got to travel much, and she, Mom, can't be around a lot of people right now with all this COVID going on. So we really miss Aunt Gloria. She's such a sweet lady. We miss her dearly.
Keep your head up and keep being a good mama to Mackenzie and Easton and being there for them. I know that they need that support, and I'm looking for the day when you get that kidney donor and everybody in your family's encouraged because of it.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I appreciate it so much. I really do.
You're welcome. Stephanie, thank you for joining me today, and we're going to get this out on the program to listeners to help them find a kidney donor for you. We're going to keep on sharing it. I hope that if you're listening and you see the post, that you will share for Stephanie Hedrick for her to get a kidney donor. She's the mother of Mackenzie and Easton. She lives in Talbot, Tennessee. She's now on the Vanderbilt list. VanderbiltMedicalCenter.com is where you go. VanderbiltMedicalCenter.com. If you want to try to sign up and see if you can be a donor for Stephanie, just remember, you do not have to have a compatible kidney. You can donate, and they are part of the exchange program. So you can actually donate. Your kidney goes to somebody that it does fit, and then Stephanie gets a kidney that fits her in exchange for yours. If you are willing to donate, go there to the website and sign up, and they'll get in touch with you and you'll start the process. So best wishes to you, Stephanie. We wish the best for your mother as well, now that we know about her too.
Thank you, Mark. I really appreciate it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Stephanie. Take care and tell your dog hello as well.
I'll do it.
All right. Bye-bye. We've been talking to Stephanie Hedrick. We appreciate her joining us here on the Mark White Show today to talk about needing a kidney donor. She's needed a kidney since September 2015, and I did post, and we did reach over 300,000 people with the initial post, but she's yet to find a kidney donor. So I hope that if you are willing to do that, that you would step into that role for Stephanie to be a donor. At the very least, please share the post. Let's reach some people who potentially could be donors for Stephanie. You have been listening to another edition of The Mark White Show and the Mary Faye Hedrick Good Deed segment. And this is Mark White encouraging you to find your purpose by making a difference in someone's life today.
And gentle people who shout a friendly hi when they go passing by, who live and love in my hometown. Ah, these are my kind of people.
Hi, everybody. This is DJ Thomas. You know, raindrops may be falling on your head, but on Kyla's Corner, she's living life sunny side up. Nothing seems
to fit. You are my sunshine. Only. This is Kyla Carter of Kyla's Corner. You can hear my segment every Saturday at 10 a.m. Central Standard Time and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on The Mark White Show. Remember to tune in every Saturday and always live life sunny side up.
Please don't take my sunshine away.
If you like hickory smoked ribs that fall apart at the slightest pull, or barbecue shoulders that are so slow smoked each tender bite melts in your mouth, then you are going to love Baby Jack's Barbecue. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett and Arlington. Try the barbecue chicken, beef brisket sandwich, barbecue potato, it is huge, or the Baby Jack Trio, pork, turkey, or beef brisket sliders. You like wet ribs? They like dry ribs. Get one slab that has them both. Catering? Baby Jack's can feed a family or an army. Drive in, drive through, order online, or come in and set a minute. Baby Jack's Barbecue in Bartlett at Highway 70 in Appling, or in Arlington at Highway 70, just a block west of 385.
Hello, my name is Christian Martinez. I'm a rising senior at Athens Bible School. My school is great because of the wonderful environment in which students can grow and flourish. We have great academics that include the University Preparatory Diploma and dual enrollment courses that lead to an associate's degree before high school graduation. All my teachers and the school's employees are Christians who are devoted to the welfare of students. We have an excellent student body, competitive sports program, and study the Bible first thing every day. It's a great place. Give that special child in your life the great opportunity I have.
Are you in Alabama and need questions answered by a medical professional? If so, my friends at Trinity Medical Care are proud to announce that they are offering telemedicine. With telemedicine, you can stay at home and still have your visit with the doctor. Telemedicine from Trinity Medical Care is now available Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 3 p.m. Make your telemedicine appointment today by calling 256-489-3192. That number again, 256-489-3192. You can also follow Trinity Medical Care on Facebook. North Alabama is full of adventure. If you love food, we've got it. If you love festivals, we've got them. If you love the outdoors, we've got plenty of places to explore. Whatever you love, we're sure to have something for you. For all things North Alabama, check out northalabama.org.
Discover fascinating animals from the islands of the world when you visit the Island Life Exhibit at Tennessee Aquarium. You'll be amazed at what you find.
We may never see tomorrow anyway. Let's all do something good today. Oh, won't you hear me, people, when I say, let's all do something good today.